Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yesterday on the show, we talked about scary Halloween movies. Just good scary movies to watch. And you know, there are scary movies that have nothing to do with Halloween. So it can be any scary movie. And we talked to Tyler Cornell, who came up with some really good ideas. If you guys are looking for movies that aren't the usual suspects, he did talk about some classics that are pretty well known.
Like to get them out of the way. I think that was nice.
To talk about that. You can go online and if you want, just follow WILK and make sure to follow our podcasts and you'll be able to get there every day. We have the whole show. You can listen to just segments of the show. And we also have the rewind feature within 3 days on the Odyssey app where you can go check it out.
So many ways to listen. Really?
So if you still want to offer any of your ideas or thoughts on good, scary movies, we appreciate it. I talked about The Blob as a kid.
Every year I love this.
Well, when we talk about a scary movie, as a kid, I found The Blob very scary. And I have not seen the remake of The Blob. Yeah. Somebody texted us earlier to say, caught the horror movie clip on the rewind. Heads up, The Blob remake adds blood and gore. So
you were terrified by it without that.
Right. And I just don't like gore. So I don't watch any movie that is over the top with like a lot of gory stuff. I'm not into that. But I like a good scare. So no, I won't be watching The Blob remake.
I said
not
this.
Into the gore.
I said this a couple times yesterday. I want to say it again. Like, I think people confuse horror always with like slasher films. Most of us kind of grew up on that, like, you know, either Freddy Krueger, who's in your dreams, or Jason Voorhees is in the woods and they stab you. I think, though, the most powerful horror films are those ones where you're like, can you imagine that happening for real? And you're like, yeah, there was a movie, and a lot of my like ones that stick with me are ones that I, for whatever reason, was a young person and saw it on TV at midnight. And there's a movie called The Hitcher. Have you heard of this movie?
Oh my God, yes. I saw
with
that
Rutger
one.
Rutger Hauer, and I wanted, it was one of those.
Wait, is it The Hitcher or The Hitchhiker? Is The Hitcher the one about The Hitchhiker?
And he
and the family?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different one. Sorry. I'm thinking of The Hitchhiker.
Was it C. Thomas Howell?
Okay.
And it's basically like, I think it might start with a hitchhiking thing, but he just can't escape this guy. And it's just like this, oh my God, I can't believe I opened the door and let this guy into my life. We all know what that's like. And this just takes it to an extreme. And I'll never pick up a hitchhiker. I will never just randomly, like, it's one of those things. It's so realistic. Well, the idea is so realistic. Someone getting way too close and threatening you and making you freak out. They did a remake a few years back, Nancy.
Okay.
Not as good, they
No,
say.
No. Okay.
You're thinking of something else?
I was thinking of, and someone can help me of what it's called, the one that's The Hitchhiker, and that might have been The Hitcher. Is that the one where he sees the family pick up? Like the guy keeps showing up, and then he sees him in the car with the family, and then...
I got to be honest. I saw it so long ago, and all I remember is just, this guy can't escape, and it felt so real.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, those movies where it's like you feel like it could happen to you on your ride home from work, That's what messes me up. I don't. Mm-hmm. You could show me stuff about ghosts and zombies. Doesn't scare me at all. Those movies, though, where it's like, oh, there's someone in the backseat of your car type stuff, messes me up for good.
It was The Hitcher. The one that you're talking about.
So he had a family in that at one point. See, I blocked out most of it.
I don't know. I think I am. I'm looking at it. But anyway, there was one that I saw in the middle of the night. I had it on one night. And
it's
I was
the worst
like,
time
oh,
to watch,
my
too.
God. It was scary as heck. It was a really scary movie. There's a lot of them. I used to, like old ones. My dad was a fan of, remember WPIX? And they used to have a show called Chiller. At night, and the hand would come up out of the ground and would go, Chiller. Does anybody remember that?
I don't.
Anyway, they used to have really good old scary movies. And look, yeah. I know today if you turn them on, compared to what we have now. But we used to watch those, my dad and I, together. Really, really good shows, like Horror Hotel, which I used to call Wawa Chichiwa. Because they were like witches. There was like a coven of witches. There was a coven of witches that were underneath the hotel. And the woman is going to sleep and she can hear, wah, wah, chi-chi-wa, wah, wah, chi-chi-wa. And she goes to investigate. Anyway, that's a good one. It's an old one. But I love that one.
Now, by the way, you've got me confused
wah, wah,
here.
Wah, wah, chi-chi-wa.
No, I'm trying to figure out what movie you saw because I read the synopsis and it was a hitchhiker. He gets picked up, but I don't think there's a family involved.
No, there's one where a guy knows that this guy is a killer. And I don't remember how they know, but then he sees the guy in a car with a family.
Right.
And then he ends up finding that car on the side of the road and there's like victims inside the car and he knows the guy did it. I don't know if that's the same one as The Hitcher or not.
I don't know either.
All right.
Now I'm going to have to spend my whole weekend.
Don't worry about
that. That segment that we talked about with Tyler Cornell, it was interesting, even if you don't like horror films or if you're a huge fan, because I think you can get something out of it, a little something for everybody.
It's a scary one if it's the same one.
The segment? No, the movie. You're thinking of the movie.
Hitchers.
Yeah. The segment was a lot of fun. So
still want that one movie he says is on Amazon Prime. I'm definitely going to get it because I do
Lake
have that
Mungo,
for free.
Right?
Well, it was a tease to go listen to the podcast. But
or any other movie ever made. Mm. Which one is it? Lake Mungo or any other movie? Find out. Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, he has other ones on there as well.
Sorry.
All right. We get a lot of things to talk about. Government shutdown continues. It's kind of like a torture rack.
Yeah.
And they're twisting the wheel to stretch. And the pain. I guess there were issues yesterday at Newark Airport. There were some flight delays because of the fact that staffing issues. This is the issue. This is what may happen now because we are in. Are we on day 30 yet?
Yes, day 30. And today's the 30th. So we started this on the 1st.
Right. So a ground stop was issued at Newark Airport Wednesday afternoon. They had staffing issues. They halted flights at about 3:00 local time. And that lasted until about 4:15 p.m. And then the ground stop was lifted shortly after. But so there were delays and air traffic controllers considered essential workers working the work weeks without pay since the shutdown began.
Yeah.
So some have called out sick. Some are picking up second jobs to pay the bills. So I have a feeling that is just going to increase as the time goes on. Plus, we've got SNAP benefits that will be cut starting on Saturday in Pennsylvania and many places, November 1st. That's the first day for people to go online and go to their state marketplaces for their Affordable Care Act health insurance. Big, big increases expected to be seen there. Some people in, I think, 30 some states can now go in and kind of preview what's coming. And we're starting to see more and more stories about that. There's been a quote that I've seen mentioned a few times on social media about what's coming. And they go, most people are about 9 meals away from a riot.
It's a horrible quote to think
about. I know it's
a
horrible thing to think about. But if you starve someone for a few days, things get desperate pretty fast. It would behoove the leaders of both parties to get together and come to some kind of an agreement. And look, I think the Democrats have given the Republicans plenty of opportunities to prepare prepare and protect themselves from the pain that is coming their way with these Affordable Care Act subsidies expiring. That is going to be a huge pain point for Republicans, because when people see how much more they're going to have to pay and some people can't get coverage at all, there's going to be a real blowback to that. Now, they also can change the rules, Republicans, and, they can change the rules, get rid of the ability for this thing to have to, get how many votes. They can just do a majority
thing. The nuclear option or whatever they want to call it.
Yes, filibuster ending, but they could do that. And, they also could release the contingency funds. There are contingency funds set aside that a president can allow to, keep the SNAP benefits coming. Now, they don't last forever either. No. And if they say, we're not doing anything and we're just going to let people not have their food, have to give up their health insurance or bankrupt themselves or, whatever it may be, get another job to pay for their benefits. If they want to, they can continue to allow that to happen. At any time, they could change the rules and pass this thing.
I just wish I knew what the end game was, because there's always political motivation in this. Are Republicans waiting till the pain becomes real and then they can go, you know what, we're going to go bend over backwards to fix this and then try to take credit for it? I mean, I'm thinking that's what I can't think of any other reason why they let this go so far unless they want to try to fix it and then say
they'd like not having to let government run, because it honestly seems like this administration is just allowing all of our institutions to fail. It's a way you can just stop everything from happening and have complete mayhem. I mean, that surely could.
Well, yeah, mayhem takes place, chaos, riots, you will look to others for help. And then I think sometimes you're like, please help us. And the government, it becomes much more important at that point to save you or help you. Right now, a lot of people are like, I can handle myself. I was going to say
it's going to change rather quickly.
I was going to say when it comes to these cuts and these things that are coming, and I think this is one of the reasons why our elected officials in Washington often suck at what they do. But even locally, there's someone I talk to. We disagree on politics, on everything. But I would encourage everyone to try to look at this and what's about to happen beyond your own personal experience and what you have, because the person made a comment about how it was all theater, that these people who are air traffic controllers are suddenly going to food banks. Yeah, right. You're telling me missing one check. Yeah, you don't know what
they
other
are
people
going
are going
banks,
through.
Yeah.
You don't know what other people are going through, and they might be literally living paycheck to paycheck, and they might be trying to look out for themselves. So this idea that it's all fake just to get some... What is the goal in that?
Here's what's really
scary. Your situation
scary.
Is great. That's good for you. It's not their situation.
No, there's just a lot of idiots online. I'm sorry.
But I think
a lot
it's like
of
that
ugly...
in D.C. I think they don't get it. They have a lot of money and a lot of means, and they don't know what real people go through.
Louisiana's governor says the Louisiana University athletic director will not be choosing the next football coach.
What does he know?
People are nuts. It's wild. Look, there's a rabid fan base at a lot of places. Penn State's one of them, right? People get very, very, Penn State's one of the top job openings now. There's this argument online. Which one's bigger? And really, the biggest two that they seem to be between is LSU and Penn State.
Yeah.
So, and some will say Penn State and some say LSU and, it's SEC and Big Ten, whatever it may be. But Louisiana's Governor Jeff Landry said the LSU athletics director, Scott Woodward, would not be involved in picking the university's next football coach.
The governor.
He said this. I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. What the
so
hell?
He's telling the people where he stands on that guy's job security. Can you imagine if Shapiro was like, Pat Kraft's going to shut his mouth. He's not picking the next coach.
Right.
He could fire that coach.
Landry confirmed that he met with school officials at the governor's mansion in Baton Rouge Sunday to discuss dismissing Kelly and paying his buyout. He adds that the LSU Board of Supervisors will assemble a hiring committee to select Kelly's replacement. So it's just wild. Now, look, there's a lot of criticism for that AD anyway, because he's the one who got Kelly and how much it cost. And, you know, so they also say he hired former Texas A&M head football coach Jimbo Fisher when he was at the Aggies as the athletic director. So there's plenty of criticism for this dude. It's just funny to see a governor come in and be like, all right, this is what's happening.
That seems like, I mean, it's nice that he has an opinion, and I guess he could say what he wants, but if that doesn't speak, like, scream politics in 2025, where he's like, ah, not on my watch. It's like, I don't think that's something that's on your watch. You're just, by the way, I don't know if you saw yesterday, and it seems like people are pulling back just a little bit, but I guess James Franklin, hot commodity. Maybe they haven't watched these games this year.
Right.
They were saying it was between Arkansas and then Virginia Tech, of all things. Yesterday, I was seeing stories saying that they are ironing out an $11 million a year deal to hire James Franklin at Virginia Tech.
Right.
And it'll be announced soon because they want to tie this, and he chose them over Arkansas.
Well, and one of the reasons they're saying is because he has close ties to Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, being, you know, the Penn State coach. However, there are others who say, look, if you know the guy who, and the guy who handles his contract handles a whole hell of a lot of contracts. They said, a lot of times they leak this information to people because they know he's being discussed by another one. So it's all to get more money, because obviously the agent gets a bigger cut as well when the price goes up. So some are saying, look, he may be in contention, but it sounds like someone's pushing this so that someone else will offer more money. But look, it's good for Penn State if he gets a $10 million a year deal. That's over the $8 million a year that they'd have to pay him if he didn't try to get something. Someone else said, if he gets more, do they get to give us money back?
That'd be hilarious. Can you imagine getting fired than having to write a check back because you got a better job?
Like, now I owe you $2 million a year. So we'll see where it all goes. But it's just wild to think that a governor would be like, hey, I'm going to tell you, it just shows you how much it influences people and how important that football team. Like, you think we're particular and wanting to be winning the big games, like they are like so beside themselves with how this team has performed.
When we talked to Governor Shapiro, we sometimes will bring up sports because he gets so into it. But his passion is like, oh, I love the Eagles. I love that team. He spells it out. Barkley's great. I can't imagine where he'd be like, they got to fix this offense. And if I have to do an executive order to make sure they pass,
it is
very odd. And if the people is that what you voted for?
Yeah, no.
Did he run on that? I'll make sure we hire a better coach.
Speaking of NFL, the Eagles, there was a story, I believe New York Times yesterday, about A.J. Brown. And if you get a chance, if you get a chance, read it, because it becomes and look, here we may talk about this once in a while, but Philly and WIP, and they talk about, you know, Eagles nonstop. It's huge, obviously. Yeah. And a lot of criticism goes to some of his social media posts. All I can say is I think this is a guy, and he's been pretty honest about struggling with mental illness and depression. He had talked about possibly ending things for himself back in 2019. I think that people need to lay off of him. We don't know what he's going through. If he can perform on the field, fine. Ignore the other stuff. But it sounds like he's going through some kind of a challenge right now. And I just wish that people would, I don't know, just understand that sometimes when people don't behave, it's not like a choice in the sense that they're trying to hurt other people. Sometimes it's a cry for help.
And not to mention, if he's dealing with anxiety and depression, which are often linked together, and you have everyone analyzing every word you put out there, I would recommend he stop doing that, but still, it doesn't help. It only adds fuel to that fire that's already, your brain's already spinning out of control, and this happens, which can make your behavior look worse.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The National Guard is building what is called a quick reaction force of some 23,500 troops trained in crowd control and civil disturbance, ready to be deployed to U.S. cities by early next year. This is a leaked memo reported by multiple outlets yesterday. What do they have planned? So the October 8th memo is ordering the Guard from nearly every U.S. state, Puerto Rico and Guam to train 500 service members. States with smaller populations, you know, you look at somewhere like a Delaware, right. They'll have 250 troops in the force. Alaska, about 350. Guam has 100. A previous Pentagon memo issued in September and revealed by The Guardian mandated the Washington, D.C. National Guard create a specialized military police battalion within it, dedicated to ensuring safety and public order in the nation's capital. So it also, in this latest October 8th document, stipulates the Pentagon sends military trainers to the states and territories so quick reaction forces will be operational by January 1st of the new year. When asked, they had no comment, the Pentagon. It is very concerning what we are seeing on America's streets. I don't know if you've seen some of the latest videos. There are more and more videos of people who are being pulled out of their vehicles and slammed to the ground. One woman with her daughter simply for not being able to recite her social security number. Many of the times when you see these later on, you find out no charges. Yeah. I hope there's a civil case against it. There was one where a woman whose phone was taken from her because she was shooting video. Taken from her, and when she went to get it back, she was manhandled, I would say, pretty badly assaulted and thrown down this hill where other members of this force then came over and basically took the person who did it away. Like, let's go, and left her there. This is not the America that you and I, for the most part, want to live in. I know there's a few of you nut jobs, sadistic types out there who find this kind of stuff funny. Trust me, it's not funny. It's not funny that we now have people out there with weapons who, for simply someone speaking their mind get manhandled, assaulted, or even taken into custody and then let go without any charges. If you remember where tear gas was used on some protesters who did nothing else, now we're finding out the reason that happened is because one of the officers mistakenly fired tear gas on the rooftops where these other officers were. They assumed it was someone on the ground and started just tear gassing people below because of their stupidity up there. And they don't check first to find out what's going on. This is disgusting. This is not what people voted for. Some of you, again, you get the text messages once in a while from someone who's like, I love this. Some of you have some real issues. But the vast majority of people do not think that we should just be walking up to every brown individual and saying, where were you born? And now they're using face recognition, which is illegal, on the streets. And this is, it's moving towards a very dark place. We're already in a dark place. We're already there. And I am concerned that this is going to get violent more so. You're going to have someone who isn't going to take kindly to being manhandled or assaulted. And things could quickly devolve. This is not what people wanted. You want to take out criminals. You want to take out violent people. We get that. Did you see the video of the kid in school being separated from his parent, screaming and crying? It's a sick, sick administration right now. And people like Stephen Miller who don't even think it's gone far enough. It's very sad. Let's take a look at this forecast for Northeast PA. It's Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday pre-Halloween for the Halloween nuts out there, right? Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist sent directly to your auditory canal by Nancy and Jason. All right, today, we talked about it all week long. It's here. We can use it. 1 to 2 inches of rain. No flood watches or warnings yet. There could be some flash flooding later on, but I think we'll get through this okay with rain. Go ahead and rearrange your sock drawer. Indoor day today with highs in the 50s this afternoon and an east wind. The rain will start to taper off with some downpours late afternoon, evening, and then tomorrow it's Halloween. Windy, colder, only in the 40s to near 50. Cloudy, a passing shower, peeps of sun. You'll survive. The kids will march around the school at the lunch break and everything will be okay. The weekend looks pretty good. Partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures hanging out in the mid-50s. And even a dry stretch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I mean, now we're into November here, baby. All the Christmas nuts are coming out this weekend. You know how that goes. Oh, yeah. The rest, my friend, is up to you.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, we got some breaking news on the Penn State coaching front. We know someone who's not going to be coach.
Me? Well, that's two then. Who?
Matt Rhule has signed an extension with Nebraska. According to sources, I'm looking at Sports Illustrated. The third-year head coach at Nebraska has decided to stay at Nebraska amidst speculation that he'd go to his alma mater, Penn State. So he's out of the running. He was one of those who was good friends with Pat Kraft.
Yeah.
The athletic director.
I could totally, in my situation, see myself being Pat Kraft going, look, I think we make this connection. It's going to be good for you, buddy.
Look, timing didn't work out so well for him either, in the sense that as soon as Franklin was fired, the first weekend of games after, where a lot of people were talking about maybe Matt Rhule, and Nebraska lost really badly in that game. And people were like, wah, wah, wah. Well, again, it's just a one-time thing. But he is back. He signed a multi-year extension with Nebraska, and that keeps the third-year head coach of the Cornhuskers in Lincoln beyond 2030.
You had said this right away, and I think it's worth pointing out, and it's giving me a little golf clap, because you're like, this is going to benefit so many coaches, because they're going to be like, hey, I might have some interest, and they go, we'll sign you to a new deal.
So I said this is going to be very, very lucrative for other coaches.
So we heard yesterday, we're talking about Brian Hartline from Ohio State, their offensive coordinator. If I were him, I'd be like, I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but my paycheck looks small today. Mm-hmm. I would go in there right away unless he wants to be a coach.
Right. Now, there are a few people who I'm looking on X who are posting like, I've heard he hasn't signed yet. It's not official until Thursday. Like they're doing an announcement today. So I went to look and it is on Sports Illustrated. It looks like the announcement comes today. It looks like he is extending, but we wait to see if that's a change. But I do think that choosing him would have been controversial because there are a lot of people who thought he would be Franklin 2.0, a guy who could have some wins but not win the big games. And a lot of people are thinking, we need a big name. There's all these rumors. People are like, Urban Meyer was in. Right? I've heard that one, too. We've also heard that the offensive coordinator, that Brian Hartline for Ohio State, perhaps met last weekend, which would have been really weird because they have a game against Penn State coming up this weekend. But, you know, trying to, you know, fact from fiction in this whole thing. There are some reports that they want to announce who is the head coach for Penn State by Thanksgiving. And that would be weird if it's anybody who's still in playoff contention, because
very weird.
That would be very strange. So, again, it all depends. Could it be someone on the outside, like an Urban Meyer, who can announce at any time? And that would be
right.
For now, whether you like him or not, or think, you know, because of his personal issues in the past, it definitely would be a big name and be helpful to recruiting. I believe it would be. People would think that's a big enough name to make a splash. The downside is, how long would he stay? Because he's not someone who stays places for a very long time.
Big names are really exciting. As much as I don't think Urban Meyer is going to get that job, if he got it, that would be exciting. Like, wow, I can't believe Urban Meyer is going to coach Penn State. That would be a big deal. But at the same time, like, I've seen this enough where, you know, I think it's almost more satisfying as a fan to bring in somebody who you see potential in and watch them turn into the greatest coach ever. Don't know if you know this. Who's the greatest pro football coach of all time? Probably.
I have no clue.
Bill Belichick is one people say a lot.
Really? Because he's such a clunker now. Yeah.
They say that a lot, though, with everything he's done.
I think Tom Brady did that for him.
Probably. But regardless, that sure. name came okay. up. He became an iconic coach. Started out, I don't know if you know who he started coaching for. Cleveland Browns.
Oh, there you go.
And he sucked. So I think you want to find that diamond in the rough, and that's let these coaches do their job.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting.
With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The ghouls and goblins you are going to see at your door when we look at the most popular Halloween costumes this year. Number one, the K-pop Demon Hunter characters. Like K-pop fashion.
My family has we've avoided this craze, and I'm so thankful.
Bright hair, cool makeup, glitter, fake weapons for fighting demons. There's that. There's Elphaba. Is it Elphaba from Wicked and Glinda?
Elphaba.
Okay, sorry.
You mispronounced that so bad,
I
confused
Wicked.
Me. You have to say it. What are you doing?
Elphaba from Wicked and Glinda duo. All right, so that's going to be at your front door. Wednesday Addams and the Addams Family.
Been strong for a couple years,
yes. Glam showgirl, think Taylor Swift, The Life of a Showgirl. Well, that's kind of like skimpy outfit. There's the horror classics, Jason, Freddy, Pinhead. Those are going to be there. The Boys, Generation V superheroes. Starlighter, Homelander, a Jordan or a Marie. I don't know any of these. There are classics like Barbie and SpongeBob SquarePants. There's Cyberpunks and Beetlejuice. And when it comes to the candy that you like,
yeah,
America's favorite Halloween candy, number one spot nationwide, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I am not the big fan of those.
Really?
I am not.
You are just losing your cred here.
I don't like them that much. I don't dislike them, but it's popular. I get it. A lot of people love that. Peanut M&Ms are number two. I do like peanut M&Ms. I like them better than peanut butter cups.
So you're very just picky with your consistency when it comes to peanut related products. Okay, that's fair.
No, I like peanut butter and jelly. All right. M&Ms are number three. I do like M&Ms. I like them. Kit Kat, number four. Snickers, number five. Number six, the Sour Patch Kids. Then it's Hershey's Milk Chocolate, Milky Way Twix, and then the Haribo Gold Bears.
My favorite candy probably of all time right there.
Right.
I was at a trunk or treat. You know what one of the stops handed out?
What?
Boxes of raisins. It was very throwback to 80s.
Oh,
and
dear
God. You know what's changed, though?
What?
Nothing. We threw it away. You don't want your dogs to get into raisins.
Oh,
that's bad news.
Very, very bad. So. My favorite, though, of that top 10 list would be Twix. That would be my favorite. What is your favorite of that top 10 list?
What are you going to steal from your kids and go, might have been tampered with, so I put it in my belly.
I'll take the hit. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.